This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. In the wake of the latest murder in Boston, a group dedicated to fighting gun violence is celebrating its 25th anniversary today. And as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute says yesterday's shooting underscores the importance of expanding their work.
It's been 25 years since Lewis Brown was shot dead on the streets of Dorchester, just 15 years old, and in a tragic twist of fate on his way to a meeting about ending gang violence. Since that day in 1993, Brown's mother, Tina Sherry, has dedicated her life to working with the survivors of gun violence.
Even those whose loved ones are pulling the trigger. The young man who was convicted of killing my son, he's on parole. But before he came out on parole, I needed to make sure his family, that he had a space where he also could begin to heal.
There's no way to say for sure, but Sherry says she's sure the work of her group has saved lives. That's because in the aftermath of a shooting, they try to immediately intervene and break the cycle of retaliation. The group's 25-year anniversary comes the day after a shooting killed one man and wounded three others in Dorchester. Mayor Marty Walsh says the city has come a long way since the most violent days of the 1990s, but he says that's of little comfort to survivors.
I think we are safer as a city, but you ask a parent that lost a child, they're not going to tell you it's safer. I think what's happened in 25 years is that Tina and this organization and others are there to support families where they weren't necessarily there 25 years ago. I think that's changed.
Now the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute is looking to bring to a national level its mission of providing trauma services to survivors of gun violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.